We're going to look at release time Christian education right now, and we're going to take it'll be about 8 minutes that we will look at this DVD, and then we'll talk about it, and then we've got one more that we're going to look at, and so let's go ahead and do that now.
It is said to be the greatest mission field in the United States, our nation's public schools. Today's youth face greater external pressures than most other generations have ever dealt with. Every day, thousands of teens become sexually active, resulting in unwanted pregnancies. And every day, hundreds more are arrested. Now there is a way to reach kids for Christ and arm them with the Word of God while in school. It's called Release Time Bible Education. Release Time Bible Education is currently bringing hope to 250,000 public school students from kindergarten through high school nationwide. Launched originally in 1914, Release Time provided Bible study for public school students during school hours. But because of the surge of women joining the workforce in the 60s and 70s, Release Time education declined. But now, Release Time is being rediscovered because it is the only Christian Bible education that public school students can legally receive during school hours. Pastor John Atkinson agrees.
Release Time is the most important missionary enterprise within the United States of America. It's a door of opportunity whereby we can go into these public schools, share the gospel with these kids, plant seeds in their lives, and watch God change their lives.
Release Time teachers like Merle Pence, who as a child was a Release Time student herself, has seen an amazing response to God's word from her students.
They'll ask questions because they want to talk about God and they don't get to in the public school. And so it's like, oh, we finally can mention his name. We finally can pray. We finally don't have to worry about anything we want to ask.
A Release Time Christian education fills in the gap that public school teachers can't do, aren't allowed to do.
Recent national statistics reflect that 50% of our nation's youth is unchurched, so Release Time provides a truly unique opportunity.
When I first started going to Religious Release, I didn't know anything about the Bible, really.
Before I attended Religious Release, I knew of like the baby Jesus and the Christmas story, and that's pretty much it.
Public school students now have the opportunity to hear the gospel, pray, read the Bible, and memorize scripture during their school day. This is how Release Time works. Children are released from school with the permission of their parents for 1 to 5 hours per week to attend Bible study off public school grounds. Classes usually meet just across the street from school in a believer's home, a trailer, or a bus equipped with desks. But most importantly, it takes caring Christians to reach out to youth with the love of Christ.
So when they're hurting for something in their family or their parents had a fight, we can pray about that. They don't have to pretend it doesn't exist, and they can know that God cares about that. Child will write and say, thank you for telling me about God. Thank you for allowing Jesus to come into my heart. I know that that has made a real difference in their lives.
And that difference is tangible. Public school teacher Jenny Veenstra has seen the changes in her students' behavior since they started attending Release Time classes.
Release Time Christian education definitely builds confidence and it definitely builds character. It teaches children right from wrong. The world often does not teach children right from wrong.
I remember one student coming to me after class one day and saying, you know, Miss Clifton, I used to steal. But now I don't, because I learned that it was wrong.
Many teachers notice even their students becoming more well-rounded educationally because of Release Time classes.
For instance, if I'm discussing the rainbow, basically the color scheme of the rainbow, they will say, oh, I know why the rainbow is in the sky. And students will just automatically enrich the lesson. As a public school teacher, I could never do that, but they are able to do that.
The knowledge of God's promises taught in Release Time classes gives students the confidence to openly express their concerns.
I think release time becomes a place of comfort, and of course Christ becomes their anchor.
Joyce has offered that anchor to children as a release time Bible teacher for 7 years and has witnessed how the power of God's Word has worked in so many of her students' lives.
There was Tiffany Wilson, and she was one that was extremely eager to come to class and learn about God. And one day I asked her if she would like to come to church. And she said, I'd love to come to church. I've never been to church.
After I started going to church and I started growing more in the Lord and loving Him even more, I found myself praying to Him more often. And it was then that I kind of realized that I was becoming a Christian, that I was a Christian.
Because of release time, Tiffany came to the Lord. So then we all went to church and we all came to the Lord also.
For others, like James Menke, release time became a source of peace during difficult times.
Well, when I started going to religious release, my parents had split up, and release time, it was like a comfort because I knew that God would always be there.
James was a fourth grader when he started coming to release time. He was 9 years old and a very bright student, but a bit challenging for me at times. But after he accepted Christ as his Savior, I saw a drastic change in his behavior.
When I accepted Christ, I could actually feel it, and felt like a burden was being lifted. And I knew that wherever I was and whatever was going on, that he would always be there to help me.
3 weeks after James had received Christ, his sister, Samantha, was involved in a serious car accident.
My parents were a wreck, and I was a wreck, and my brother and sister was a wreck. But I just kept praying, and I prayed for her every night that she was in the hospital. And I kind of felt like he definitely helped because, I mean, she got out okay, and in spite of everything that went wrong.
Now more than ever, God's presence is needed within our public schools, but Christians must step up to the task.
Do you realize that most school districts do not have release time in them, or do not offer release time, only because we haven't gone in and started the programs? So we have an open door to do that.
If it weren't for release time, I don't think I would have Jesus as close to my heart as I do today, because release time was the only place where he was shown to me.
I believe that to be one of the great opportunities we have to touch lives in this nation. It's not easy. It's challenging. it takes great commitment. Pastor John Atkinson, who was at the very beginning of this video, is a pastor down in North Long Beach, Calvary Chapel. And one of the handouts that you got is out of the Calvary magazine. And so gives you a little more information if you have an opportunity you really care about. You can read this and see what the Lord's doing there. I just can't say enough. When we have gone in to public schools, watching children for the first time hear the name of Jesus and watching their eyes and watching them give their lives to the Lord is the most phenomenal experience I think you can have working with children. The joy, the excitement, the can't believe somebody never told me about this, everything bundled up together when it happens and they just so readily receive the Lord. Our society has hid Christ has from the children in so many ways that we are no longer considered a Christian nation. Our school system is not producing Christians. And that's why reaching children in the community is so important. Be it park outreach, be it a camp, be it whatever we do, release time Christian education. We're going to show one more video in a little bit. Matt and I went over and videoed Pastor John's wife and daughter were doing a club. And they have a number of buses. And they drive that bus right up to the school and do the program there. But we'll talk a little bit about that. But you've got some handouts that deal with the public education. People go, how can you teach about Jesus in a public education school, you know? Well, the Supreme Court ruled in 1964, this may tell you more about it, that it was legal to do so. And it's an absolute awesome thing to be able to go into the schools and to share about Jesus Christ. And so this information gives you a little bit of their mission statement and what they believe and a little bit of history of it and the links that they have and the organization itself of it. But I don't know of anything that is probably more important for the state of our nation than to have people go into the public education. 90% of Christians have their kids in public education. But the rest that are in public education, they don't hear about the Lord. And they don't have a clue about the Lord. The freest nation on earth. And now Christians are being invited over to Russia to share the gospel. And yet we can't in our own backyard. And it's a sad day. And our nation has turned because of it. It's been part of it. And have the opportunity to go back in. Child Evangelism has a great organization, and they go into the schools. There's just recently been a law, something has passed where they do not have to pay to go in. So the organization of Child Evangelism, because it's outside of a church, can go in now to any public school, and they have to give them access, I believe, inside the school itself, and they don't have to pay for it. Where Release Time Christian Education has to be on the outside of the school. So it's a pretty awesome thing what the Lord's doing, and it's a great organization. And we've got a number of our teachers that are involved at different schools doing that with the child evangelism. So really, really good things. I want to play this, again, short video. We went over to Compton, California. If you're aware of Compton, bad things can happen, although bad things can happen here. But it's a place where sometimes you don't know if you're going to live through the 24-hour day. It's got some pretty intense areas. We have a lot of intense areas in Southern California, but this is one of them. And I'm bringing this to your attention because they open up in prayer, and I want you to listen to the boy pray. the words that he says, because you could misunderstand his words. They've watched their brothers and aunts and uncles and parents die on the streets. And so listen to what he has to say in his prayer. But, man, we felt, we were only there videoing this for John and Sally just that short period of time. We fell in love with those kids, absolutely fell in love with those kids. And I can't imagine week after week they go into the, to each of the schools every week, and those, it's a lifeline for those kids, an absolute lifeline. And not, you know, they were telling us about one of the boys that was just back. He's on the video. I'm not going to point him out. But he had just got kicked out of school for threatening another student with a knife in class. He was going to kill him. This is real life stuff. And they're going and they're taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to these kids. So the people in there will be the wife and the daughter of John who was sharing. And he's come and shared. Sally's come and shared before here. But they've got their Bible study on this evening. And Long Beach is a long ways away from here, so it's pretty tough for them to come. So, but it's so worthy to talk about that I wanted to bring it up. So let's go ahead and look at one last video, and it will be self-explanatory.
Romans chapter 6, It's in the New Testament. I'm giving you a hint. New Testament, okay. Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
Romans chapter 8.
1, 2, 3. Good. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Watching that, I never get tired of realizing that that hour on that bus is life-changing for all of eternity and worth every ounce of energy to do it. I don't know if you heard his prayer, but thank you that we're alive and not injured. I mean, it has quite a bit of meaning. And to know that they go out to many, many schools each week to minister to the kids is very cool. Any questions about Release Time Christian Education at this point? Anything that you wonder about? Okay. It's good stuff. And one of the best ways to use one's energy in ministering to kids. I'm going to pass around a bookmark. I want you to take a look at it, take a close look at it, kind of evaluate it, examine it, and then pass it on to the next person. Because we're pretty much done in regards to what we're going to go over in class. But we are going to continue for the next few minutes and make a little book Bible bookmark. And there are two different kinds of crosses that you can choose from. So I'll let you, after you have taken a look at it, come up and grab one of them, and we'll proceed to talk about doing it. After you get yours, you can come and get, I believe we've got three beads of each color, something like that. So grab yourself three beads of each color. Inside your baggie, you've got something that looks kind of like a needle. It's got the head there. And what you're going to do, if you remember what this looked like, is this is going to be just like this. You're going to crimp this side. So you want to start and put the yellow on first. So you turn it upside down and put three yellow beads. Go through the three black, three red, three white, and three green. So your hook will be on the bottom of what you're doing. And then you'll hold that for a while. And we'll explain that. We should have time to finish this before class is officially over with. And what you're going to do is once, this is the tricky part, once you have all the beads on your little needle, you're going to hook it through your, whatever cross you've got. And then what we're going to do, right at the tip of it, we're going to crimp it and turn it, the wire, so it holds on to the cross itself. So it's a real... That part's kind of a delicate. I think these are the long ones. If they aren't, did you get your script?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, you're the expert, so you can go around and show everybody. That works. Then when you're done with that, I mean, you can do it now, too, is you just take your lace through and tie a knot onto the hoop. So you just thread it through it, tie a knot. Are they tied?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to, because you can just take, you can take in.
Yeah.
This kind of craft is not that efficient for the park outreach because it takes, you're probably only going to be able to have 4th, 5th, and 6th graders do it, and they can do it in 10 minutes. And when you have a half hour, you're going to have another craft to go along with it, which we have done that before. We've done one real quick one, and then we do another not quite as quick craft. But the kids like stuff like this. The other thing is when you're in a park, if you have these big crafts, where do the kids put them? This can be, you can tie it here and it can actually turn into a necklace. Or they can put it in their pocket or, you know, things like that. So we like to do things that are more flexible for the kids to hold on to. One of the keys when you're making crafts for doing an outreach, you've got to make sure to try the craft out. I ordered a bunch of, got some real cheap needle-nose pliers to do one of these kind of things, and they were so big, it didn't work. So we got all this investment in needle-nose pliers and not a regular craft, you know, kind of a plier, and so that created a problem. So you always want to practice doing it, time it, see how long it takes, and if you can, have a child do it that's going to be doing it that of that age in that practice time. I know people that will make different things like this with the wordless book color, and they'll have bracelets on. They'll wear them all the time because when they're around people, there's a tendency to say, oh, look at those colors. Well, that's cool. Oh, you know what that means? Or have you ever heard the colors, you know, story? And no, huh? And it gives them an open door to be able to share the gospel. So it can be used in a neat way. I mean, you can do whatever, you know, it works for you. Sometimes these are long enough, like I said, for turning it into a necklace for kids primarily. But they'll find all kinds of things they do. And you know, it's the kind of thing, they may not use this as a bookmarker, but they may tie it and put it on one of the knobs on their dresser. You know, it just, it reminds them. And again, it's just the idea of being able to remind them of the Lord and His wonderful message for each of us. The cross is the most expensive piece. When you're putting a budget together, typically a cross is going to be $1. You may find them a little bit cheaper, but not much. The beads themselves, the rest of it is very inexpensive. The whole craft may be $1.50. So sometimes you can find these and they're only like 50 cents, which really helps with a budget. I'm always looking for things all year long. If I run into them, just to be able to make our budget go farther. So you're all, five of you are done? We're okay. Very close. So did it work? I mean, is it something that you'll, are you going to throw these away?
No.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure. There you go. There you go.
I do have it.
I'll be waiting for that call. Larry, wait a minute.
We'll see you in church.
Represents heaven.
Yeah.
That's where God lives.
Yellow represents heaven. God. Black is our sin. Red is blood. And white is purification. Green is go-go.
Go-go?
Well, I'm going to go ahead, and if there's no questions, we're going to close in prayer, finish up the class, and got a few left to crimp, and we'll be done. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, I pray that today's class would stir hearts to be challenged to see the needs in the community, and that those in class and those that have listened to this class, Lord, that you would move in their hearts to be used by you to reach out to the lost world, Lord. And we thank you that you've reached out to each of us. May we follow that same pattern, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.